It was not a long walk to the burial place. The lady in black knew the way, yet she stumbled and reached out blindly. She fell before a little stone marked Kathleen. Near her, a gray-haired woman, with her hands full of pink and white roses, watched her sympathetically. The gray-haired woman paused and opened her lips as if she would speak. Then she turned slowly and began to arrange her flowers on a grave nearby. The lady in black raised her head. For a time she watched in silence. Then she threw back her veil and spoke. "You care, too," she said softly. "You understand. I've seen you here before, I'm sure. And was yours a little girl?" The gray-haired woman shook her head. "No, dearie, it's a little boy, or he was a little boy 40 years ago."
40 years? So long! How could you have lived 40 years without him?"
Again the little woman shook her head. "One has to, sometimes, dearie. But this little boy wasn't mine."
"But you care. You understand. I've seen you here so often before."
"Yes. You see, there's no one else to care. But there was once, and I'm caring now for her sake."
"For her?"
"His mother."
"Oh."
It was a tender little cry, full of quick sympathy. The eyes of the lady in black were on the stone marked Kathleen.
"It ain't as if I didn't know how she'd feel," said the gray-haired woman. "You see, I was nurse to the boy when it happened, and for years afterward I worked in the family, so I know. I saw the whole thing from the beginning, from the very day when the little boy here met with the accident."
"Accident?" It was a cry of concern and sympathy from Kathleen's mother.
"Yes, it was a runaway, and he didn't live 2 days."
I know, choked the lady in black. Yet she was not thinking of the boy and the runaway horse accident.
"Things stopped then for my mistress, and that was the beginning of the end. She had a husband and a daughter, but they didn't seem to be important, not either of them. Nothing seemed important except this little grave out here. She came and spent hours over it, bringing flowers and talking to it."
The lady in black raised her head suddenly and quickly looked into the woman's face. The woman went on speaking.
"The house got sadder and sadder. She didn't seem to mind. She seemed to want it so. She shut out the sunshine and put away many of the pictures. She sat only in the boy's room, and there, everything was just as it was when he left it. She wouldn't let a thing be touched. I wondered afterward that she didn't see where it was all leading to. But she didn't."
"Leading to?" The voice shook.
"Yeah, I wondered she didn't see she was losing 'em, that husband and daughter. But she didn't see it."
The lady in black sat very still. Even the birds seemed to have stopped their singing. Then the gray-haired woman spoke.
"So, you see, that's why I come and put flowers here. It's for her. There's no one else now to care," she sighed, rising to her feet.
"But you haven't told yet what happened," said the lady in black softly.
"Oh, I don't know myself, really. I know the man went away. He got something to do traveling, so he wasn't home much. When he did come, he looked sick and bad. He come less and less, and he died. But that was after she died. He's buried over there, beside her and the boy. The girl, well, nobody knows where the girl is. Girls like flowers and sunshine and laughter and young people, you know? And she didn't get any of them at home. So she went where she did get them, I suppose. There, and if I haven't gone and tired you all out with my talking, said the little gray-haired woman regretfully. No, no, I was glad to hear it, said the lady in black, rising unsteadily to her feet. Her face had grown white, and her eyes showed a sudden fear. But I must go now. Thank you. And she turned and hurried away. The house was very still when the lady in black reached home. She shivered at its silence. She hurried up the stairs, almost with guilt. In her own room, she pulled at the dark veil that covered her face. She was crying now, a choking little cry with broken words running through it. She was still crying as she removed her black dress. Long minutes later, the lady, in black no longer, moved slowly down the stairway. Her eyes showed traces of tears, but her lips were bravely curved in a smile. She wore a white dress and a single white rose in her hair. Behind her, in the little room over the porch, a tiny clock ticked loudly on its shelf near the end of the bed. There came a sound of running feet in the hall below. Then, "Mother! It's Mother! Come back!" shouted a happy voice. And with a little sobbing cry, Bobby's mother opened her arms to her son.
The Lady in Black was written by Eleanor H. Porter. It was adapted for Special English by Lawan Davis, who was also the producer. The storyteller was Faith Lapidus.